feel like it. I should be speaking more.
Ownership over the space that we got here. Yeah, it's exciting though. All right, so to introduce ourselves, we're going to talk a little bit about what we do here at the station, as well as how we got involved and our current favorite podcast. Who wants to start off?
I will go first. My name is Hala. I have been on the student executive starting in January, and I'll be continuing next year. For the past 5 months or so, I was social media coordinator. So I was the one running all the Facebook, running all the Twitter, doing Instagram posts. So if you saw any of that content, that was all me. Now, coming up next year, I'll be events coordinator. So I'll be the one running those events instead of necessarily promoting them. My favorite podcast as of late is always my number one favorite, This American Life. Can't get enough of it. I recently re-listened to my absolute favorite episode called... it's about the dangers of acetaminophen. Would highly recommend it.
There you go. In case you didn't know before.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
It's an extremely dangerous drug.
All right, Estefania, how about you?
Well, this is actually my debut for radio, I think, in general. So thank you for having me and to, you know, start the show. And as far as starting at CITR, I actually came in through the radio documentaries that will be aired this coming week. But I recently got into the student exec for this coming year, and I'll be the new programming exec.
Very exciting. And your current favorite podcast?
As far as podcasts, there's been a few around there, but I'm recently obsessed with the How Stuff Works podcast. And I recently listened to the Top 10 Survival Cannibalism Stories, which was quite interesting. Definitely makes you think about your everyday life.
Yeah, what you'd do if you were stuck in that situation, hey?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the documentary that got you involved in CITR.
So the documentary that I collaborated with is... I started collaborating with DP Leal and with Dama Courage, and it is about accessibility and people who are... in the media, and they deal with these accessibility issues. So stay tuned. It's going to be airing out tomorrow and then officially next week.
Very exciting. Wow, that's super cool. So in case you haven't been listening to the Student Special Hour previously, I'm Lucy. I've been the Student Programming Coordinator for the last 8 months or so, and I just finished off the job, but because as people know who know me, I'm very addicted to this radio station. I can't get enough. So I'm sticking around for the summer to hang out and help out with Student Special Hour and do some training and all that. I got involved many moons ago as like a lone little first year and wanted someone to hang out with, basically, and kind of stumble upon CITR and never left, basically. I've been involved in the student exec and a bunch of other aspects of the station. And and you won't be rid of me for a little while yet. well, I'm going to Ireland next year, but I'll be back. And my favorite current podcast, it's actually not current. When we came up to this question, I was like, oh gosh, I haven't listened to podcasts in a while. But this is the last one that I most recently listened to. And the name is not one I can technically really say on air most of it. It's the guys we... insert inappropriate word here. I listen to a lot of sex positive podcasts, especially recently because I'm really interested in becoming a sex educator. So this is a really, really funny sex positive podcast done by two comedians, female comedians, who do a little bit of sort of, it's partially kind of just a bit of general discussion on a certain topic, and then they'll have a guest in to talk about, well, depending on what the guest is, like talk about kind of what the guest has to offer or their subject around sort of the guest's opinion. And then they'll also do like commentary from their audience. So sometimes they'll have like letters in. And I listened to one recently, which was like a guy who had like a micro penis. And they're like, how you navigate that? So that was really interesting for me because I think that stuff's really fascinating. But yeah, it's kind of not for everyone. Not maybe not Wednesday afternoon type discussion, but that's the one that I listen to. So that's the podcast for you if you're interested. All right. So we're going to jump right into some tunes. This week we decided we wanted to talk a little bit about summer and what we thought, you know, what we thought was, well, basically just summer in general. I don't think it needs to be any specific gear towards it, because it is, summer is upon us. I mean, today is not the best example of that, but overall, have you guys got an opportunity to do a beach day yet?
I have not. I've been begging my friends to go swimming at Stanley Park Pool with me, and so far, no yeses, but I'll go by myself if need be.
There you go.
I have. I've had the chance to go down to Wreck Beach, and it was my first time. Gotta say.
A lot of firsts.
More power. Yeah. I recently moved to Vancouver, so I'm like first year exploring.
Yeah.
The beauty of the city. So. Yeah.
That's exciting. That's one of the best ways to see the city. I love it when friends visit or new people come, and I get to be like, "Ooh, let's play tourist," because I've lived here pretty much all my life. So I'm like, "Oh yeah, Stanley Park, whatever." Just like one of the best parks in the world. Like whatever. That's super great. All right, so we're gonna start off with. What tune should we start off with? Well, let's start off with mine, because I'm in control and I can do things like that. This is, when I mentioned that I was going to play this band, Hala made a big groan at me. But this is Edward Sharpe and Magnetic Zeros. I've been in love with them since like 2011 or 2012, when Home came out and everyone was like...
Everyone freaked out
and it was my grad year. And so like we'd have like grad like... open mics and stuff, and everyone would play this freaking song, and there was like a competition because like there was like two groups of people who would always play it, and like it was like, oh, who played it better. It's just like so I went to an arts high school, so like super nerds, and but this is not that song, unfortunately. I just thought this song, it came on actually the other day, and I was just like walking around town, and I was like, this is such a like sweet like happy summery song. So this song is Let's Get High and then On Love in brackets, and it's by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros from their self-titled album. We'll be back in a couple minutes with more for the Student Special Hour.
I need your love. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
CITR Access Day is on the third Thursday of May. Join us for the afternoon of inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. Email volunteer at citr.ca for more information.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
All right, so you're listening to the Student Special Hour here on CITR 101.9. We just listened to Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros with Let's Get High on Love. Cheesy. and so I forgot to actually mention, I told the wrong kind of, I just babbled about my high school, which was not the anecdote that I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was just the beauty of Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros in live performance. And that's why I mainly chose them as my like summer tune, because when I saw them at, I've actually seen them twice. One time I was in high school and I was like an angsty teenager, and we walked into the, I think it was Deer Lake Park, or no, the one by, what's the venue in Stanley Park? Anyways, you know the one.
Malcolm Bowl?
Malcolm Bowl, yeah. And it was Malcolm Bowl, and my friend and I had gone to probably one concert every like 2 weeks for the past like 8 months. Like, it had been obscene. Wow. So hundreds of dollars. And this was one of the later ones, and we just sat down on the grass, which is the poor choice. We should have walked up to the stage. And we just looked at each other about 20 minutes in, and we're like, we don't want to be here. We walked out, and which was like the worst idea. But then I went again 2 years later to Sasquatch, and this time was at like in this massive amphitheater right above the gorge. There's tons of people, like thousands of people, and they like completely engaged, like every single person in that audience, and it was amazing. And I was like, why did I leave? Like, what was the common factor here in me leaving? It was definitely me being an angsty teenager. But they're such beautiful performers. They pass the mic around during like one of their songs and just do an instrumental for like 10 minutes as people tell stories, and it's just a really beautiful experience. And that's why it just reminds me so much of summer and sharing and music festivals and all that beautiful stuff. And so Hala's going to talk about our next tune that we're going to be playing.
Yeah, I'll be playing a song by one of my all-time favorite bands, Van Damsel. It's called The Sunshine Girl, and it's off the Sunshine Girl EP that was released a couple years ago. They actually just came out with a brand new album, and it's been charting pretty well, and they're doing pretty well with that, so props to Van Damsel. They also placed third in the Peak Performance Project last year, which was really great, and they won themselves a ton of money. And that's how they're like doing a lot of sort of media collaborations right now, producing like really cool videos, which is sweet. They're a Canadian band from Kamloops. And when I first saw them, I went to go see my friend's band play back home in Winnipeg, Manitoba, at this tiny and really crappy venue called the Purple Room. And it was literally just like a straight up room in this like decrepit building in sort of behind Chinatown, which is not like the best area, to be honest. And I went there to see my friend's band, and they were good and everything. And they were the opener for Van Damsel, who I'd never heard before. And so everyone at this concert was in my very close group of friends. So it was like a giant party full of my friends. And so Paisley played, that's the name of my friend's band. And then Van Damsel started playing, and it was, it's a small room. And so it ended up being like me and my 15 closest friends like moshing to this band in this really intimate venue. And it was one of the most like ethereal and like out of body experiences I think I've ever had. Purple Room subsequently was shut down because they didn't sell alcohol there, and they didn't check like your bags or anything, and you were allowed to drink whatever you wanted inside the venue. They just didn't sell alcohol. So what ended up happening is that rich underage kids would rent out Purple Room and have giant underage parties there, which would get shut down by the cops all the time. So anyways, Purple Room couldn't host these like amazing, like very intimate concerts anymore. But that like really shaped like my opinion of A, Van Damsel, and B, like what a good concert is. Before, I'd been to a lot of like stadium concerts, which just aren't like, the vibe is not quite as intimate as like a very small show. And so after that, like I don't think I've been to a stadium concert since because of this experience. Like, it's just really changed like what I think of concerts and how I like experience those moments. So I've been like following Van Damsel ever since. I went to another one of their shows when they were here, I think in November at Fortune. And now they're coming again. They're going to be here on May 28th at the Media Club. And they'll be playing a lot of hits off their new album, most likely. Anyways, I've been talking a lot about Van Damsel, so let's play their song. It's called The Sunshine Girl.
Perfect.
Should be. And when you walk on by, I feel so out. Can we live tonight? Let's just go, go, go.
You're listening to the Student Special Hour on 101.9 and CITR.ca. You're listening to Hala, Lucy, and Estefania, and that was Van Damsel that you just heard. I had one more follow-up anecdote that I really wanted to share about Van Damsel. After I saw this concert with them, they were all, like, hanging outside at their tour bus outside of this, like, really horrible venue. And we ended up, a whole bunch of friends and I ended up just, like, drinking with the band afterwards, like, outside, and just, like, talking with them, and they were sharing a whole bunch of tour experiences with us. And again, that was another, like, really, like, strange out-of-body experience to be that close to someone that I just, like, experienced that concert with. It was amazing. That night was amazing.
And now we're going to go on to one of my favorite songs. My name is Estefania. And
I've been saying your name wrong.
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to say anything.
It's okay. Don't worry. I've gotten Steven. I've gotten like Estefania. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
At least,
like,
people don't call you Hala. That's what
Hala.
Hala.
Yeah. But it's all good. I know it came from a good intention, it's all good.
Oh, we tried. I'm so sorry. I got on my Starbucks cup, Rusi, the other day. Which I thought was pretty cute.
I usually do that, though. I'm like, oh, if I go to Starbucks, like, oh, I just put it under Mary or like Lisa,
like
whatever.
John. Yeah. What's the easiest? Anyway, you were talking about your song.
Anyway, yeah. So this song reminds me of summer because I've recently moved to Vancouver and I'm originally from Mexico. And although I love more sun in Vancouver, I can't change that. But what I can change is the music. So Labo MC, it's called Vice Versa. And it has kind of like a mixture of, I want to say, like, my Chola roots and my Latin roots. So you'll get to hear a little bit of that and hopefully jam out, shake out your body and have fun.
And enjoy. Yeah. All right. So here it is.
New flow, new style, nouvelle aventure. Prends-toi une bonne cure d'Afra qui sature. Labo, mille flots, un style, beaucoup d'élèves, seul instit. Tu pries tous les jours pour que ton son de mer passe dans ton car comme Britney Spears. Tu penses ton rap, c'est l'élixir. Du matin au soir, tu le respires, t'es soi-disant le nouvel espoir. Alors que Labo est élémentaire comme le steady Roku. Tu kiffes Carrie, je te dis Roku. Si c'est ta gauche, je te dis Roku. Elle titre pour WAP, je te dis c'est cool. Pour samedi soir, ta plus belle chemise, tu repasses. Espérant pécho, la plus grosse tasse. Alors qu'avec ta gueule de rapace, t'attires le plus gros trap. Tu ne repousses même pas. Tellement ta bétape, une fine pipe, c'est l'extase. T'enlèves son string et crie qu'est-ce que c'est que ça. Tu pars en courant, prétextant que c'est l'alcool qui t'a fait faire ça. Je sais c'est vexant, tomber sur une Govis et Versa. Vas-y pour oublier, dis et comme ça. Fortune grâce à la plume, les foules m'acclament et la belle banquière m'appelle. Rêvant de placer cette grosse épargne. C'est con ce que t'as comme possibilité quand t'as la thune. Mais n'oublie pas, c'est soi-disant pote, tout ça la fume. C'est qu'on t'accueille, les bras ouverts, même le cul. Bizarrement, t'as le droit de poser dans n'importe quel lieu hostile. Et en boîte, c'est le patron qui vient remplir ton verre quand il est vide. Le hic, c'est que comme toute chose bonne, l'oseille est éphémère. En plus, t'as tout claqué à faire des soirées dans ta villa de Saint-Rome. En tout cas, là t'as le syndrome et pas du trône, mais le trône du mec dans la merde qui doit rembourser de grosses sommes à ses soi-disant potes. Rappeur misanthrope, mais en toc, mise en col pour un payer. Voilà ce que c'est d'être riche et tout claqué. Un entourage un peu volage, plus d'alcool ni de coke. Et tu descends vite fait de ton beau nuage.
Right, and that was the funky tune that Estefania chose for us. Repeat the name, Vice.
Vice Versa.
Vice
I mean,
versa.
I'm saying it in Spanish because I think it. I don't want to ruin the French
the
way
vibe.
Of saying it, but it's in French actually. So, you were just commenting that that you might...
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure how you would say that, actually, because like, my English is going to come through, and I want to say vice versa.
Vice versa, but... Vice et versa, yeah. Well, if anyone knows, you could call in. There you go. This will be your reason. This will be your claim to fame. So we today, in case you're just dropping in right now, we're here on the Student Special Hour. We've just moved to this Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. And we're playing some summery tunes for you that kind of remind us of what we think summer should be or will be or really anything, because you know what? It's our show, so we can do that. And I'm going to be playing a tune here. And if you haven't heard this song yet, then you're probably, well, maybe not living under a rock, but then you probably just don't listen to Top 40, actually, now that I say that. But it's a really big tune. It's just come out, and it's hands down going to be the, like, summer anthem for, like, you know, for... or, I don't know, mainstream music world. New Justin Timberlake. Yes.
JT.
I'm dropping in the Justin Timberlake. Just because I think, because of our topic and because of what we're talking about today, it's just too perfect to miss. This song is so perfectly summer. It's jazzy, not jazzy, it's sort of dancey and fun and simple, and you just want to sort of move a bit. So we'll just give you a second. If you're not doing much right now, I dare you, and it doesn't matter. You don't know who I am. You don't have to do this at all. But I'm still gonna dare you to get up and dance this song, because it's just so fun. It's so fun. So this is Can't Stop the Feeling, and it's by Justin Timberlake. We'll be back with more on the Student Special Hour here on CITR 101.9.
Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes nowhere. Something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason. I know ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop, stop. Under the lights when everything goes nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. You when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance. I can't stop the feeling.
It's time to get outside and play with your friends. Take a copy of Discorder magazine with you. I'm out to lunch. In the May issue, we talked to MOSFET, Cornshed, Horsepower, So Loki, and Glad Rags. We also feature Hits and Misses Record Shop, and Brenda Gurnow writes an article exploring the shortfalls of Vancouver nightlife. With album reviews of Coben, Ace Martins, and Operators, and live show reviews of Young Lean and Courtney Barnett, you won't want to miss this one. Pick up a copy at your favorite local record store, cafe, or retailer, or visit discorder.ca for more content.
Are you a graduate student? De-stress from your studies through the Graduate Student Society. Come and meet new friends through our beer tasting sessions, sports leagues, and fitness classes.
And maybe you're interested in making a difference.
Help eliminate sexual assault by volunteering to become a GSS Active Bystander Trainer. If ever you experience difficulties with your supervisors, faculty, or the university, the GSS can provide confidential advocacy assistance. And we will work with you to help resolve academic, personal, or financial issues. Your graduate student experience matters. Let the GSS help you now. Visit gss.ubc.ca.
From time to time, people ask me, hey Hypei, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude? The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
Okay, so that was the summer tune, I think, the summer anthem, sorry, that's going to be coming up. You'll be hearing that song a lot more, I promise you. That was JT with, or Justin Timberlake with Can't Stop the Feeling. He's always going to be JT.
We're on a nickname basis. JT and I, we're tight.
We're real tight.
Two peas in a pod, as they say.
All right. So, per usual for Student Special Hour, we usually take a couple minutes to talk about events and magical things happening on or off campus that students might be interested in. Hala started us off a little bit by talking about Van Damsel coming up. And as well, there's going to be a massive amount of other music coming out into town. So one of the big ones that's coming up is Music Waste. It's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, starting on June 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, I'm pretty sure. And there's going to be an absolute explosion of awesome local and close bands. We got, just to name a few, Fuzzy P, Rec Center, So Loki. There's going to be Swim Team. There's going to be TV Ugly, Late Spring, At Sea, Same. Supermoon, Adrian Teacher and the Subs, Mascara, Spring Breaks, Softest. There's just so many. I could keep going on. But yeah, check it out on there. The Facebook page or Facebook events, there's Music Waste, and it's cut into each day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, each separate. There's some beautiful artwork that some of which has been done by the Nellie Stark, who is used to have the Cat's Pajamas right after me on Friday mornings. She has now discontinued her show to go on to other adventures, including her music and other things. So if you want to check out her beautiful artwork, at the very least, it's all sewn.
Embroidered,
thank you. A beautiful embroidery work. So that's really, really cool. And as well, obviously, Music Waste itself. So those are going to be at different locations all over Vancouver. Hindenburg, Astoria, Pat's Pub, the Toast Collective, Redgate Arts, the Lido, and many, many other places. So check out the Facebook page to see which ones that you're interested in seeing. You can see buy tickets for individual shows, as well as I think you can get weekend passes. So that's something to look out for. And as well, something that I wanted to talk about was the fact that we have Supermoon coming on Friday at 1 to 2 p.m. here on CITR 101.9. Going to be live in our lounge and going to be playing some tunes and doing a bit of an interview. So this is a really great opportunity to see a really great band perform for free. You can either listen to them live on online or on the FM dial, or you can come in to UBC and sit in the nest and listen to them live right there. So this is on Friday, this Friday, from 1 to 2 p.m. in the CITR studios, which is just below Pi R squared in the new UBC nest. Hala, tell us a little bit about what other things are coming up.
Well, just to change gears a little bit, the UBC Women's Ultimate Team is hosting a weekend tourney coming up on Saturday. It's going to be in Columbia Park. It costs $10 to register, and all the money raised goes towards sending that team to nationals that are going to be coming up later in the summer. So that's a really great way to get together with your friends, toss around a disc for a little bit. Hopefully it's sunny. I've been informed there's no experience required, so if this is your first time throwing a disc, this is a great time to do that. Do you have any events you want to plug?
I do, actually. If you tune in tomorrow from 12 to 6 p.m., it will be Access Day here at CITR 101.9, and we will be discussing topics like accessibility, self-advocacy, and adaptive technology for people with disabilities. So please tune in. We're going to have DJ Spencer. We're going to have DP Leal. I believe she's bringing somebody from In Common TV. And many more things, so please tune in.
Including your documentary, right?
Including our radio documentary.
Yeah.
Tune in, I believe it's the last slot, so it's 5 to 6 p.m., and yeah, you'll get to hear my voice.
Are you involved with the Accessibility Collective?
I've just started, yes.
Okay, I listened to their two-part series on sex and sexuality with disability. It was amazing. It was so well-produced, the topics were extremely topical, but it was incredibly engaging. I would highly recommend that you listen to that. It's available on the website as well.
CITR.ca. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got three collectives, well, besides this kind of informal collective that's being created. We have three main collectives that are still informally running throughout the summer, the Accessibility Collective, Indigenous Collective, and Women's Collective, all pretty sick, just groups of people hanging out and like talking about really interesting things in a really organized and professional fashion. And they meet weekly and then do their shows weekly. And it's just, if you're interested in all in radio, I think I talk all the time about this and people are probably tired of it, but if you're interested at all in radio, just come swing by and hang out with the collective. At the very minimal, it's very low risk, very high reward, if I may say so. and it's just a really cool experience. And especially if you have, maybe you don't necessarily aren't as invested in the radio side of things, but you have some sort of like social justice or just social like concern that you want to discuss or want to bounce off people. I feel like once you're in a room full of people who are excited about the thing that you're excited about, it's amazing that the radio platform is just that. It's just the platform that in which you use to discuss all the things that you're excited about. So come by CITR. Tons of opportunities this summer, running all the way through the summer. So don't miss out. All right. So that was a little bit on some of the events going on this on the upcoming weeks. There's lots more obviously going on, but UBC's itself has teetered off in the events sector because everyone's gone for the summer pretty much. So yeah, how about you guys? What are you going to be doing for your summers here in Vancouver?
I'm doing a lot of like touristy things as of late. I know we were talking about being like your own tour guide in a city that you know. One of my closest friends from the band Strumpets actually went back home to Denver, Colorado last week. And my other friend is going home to Brazil at the end of the month. So before he goes home, I'm like really trying to do a lot of like fun summer things together with him, like to really sort of like milk the best of like Vancouver summer in like the span of 2 weeks before, because I'll have to be working a lot this summer trying to do like full-time work. So I'm really trying to like get the most out of the time that my friends are still sort of around. And then when they all come back, it'll be time to go back to school. So
there won't be as much time for that exploration. So
exactly.
It'd be a good opportunity to do it now. What about you?
Yeah, kind of in the same boat. I actually have the opportunity to go to the NCRA conference in Ottawa. And then from there, I'll be going to Montreal to, I guess, celebrate my late birthday.
How old are you turning?
Well, no, I'll be turning 26 this coming week, but I just figured I'd extend, you know, like wait it out a bit. And then since I'm over there, go ahead and check out Montreal. And yeah, I've heard some good things about the city and I'm looking to explore and then come back and work.
You're already doing like so much great exploration. I haven't seen that much of Canada. Even, and I've lived in Canada all my life. So that's really cool that you're taking that opportunity to explore more. Yeah, Montreal's supposed to be beautiful.
It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing city. I did an exchange just outside of Montreal when I was in high school. Changed my life. Like, being in Montreal and, like, being in a French community was extremely altering in a great way.
What do you recommend as far as going out there and... I have 4 days, so...
I would try to see a concert if you were there. I went to see Mother when I was there at, I think it was a smaller venue. It was called like Le Club or something. I can't remember what it was called, but I saw them there and that was really amazing. I actually stayed in a town that was right outside of Montreal called Boucherville. And it was really cool to see like a little bit more of small town Quebec. Not that Boucherville is necessarily small, but just like, a lot of people there like don't speak English at all, which is like I don't think people really think that about Quebec, that a lot of Quebecois people, are their only language is French. Mm-hmm. And that's just like a really cool like cultural immersion thing that you can do in Quebec.
Well, like hopefully I come back speaking French. We'll see.
Yeah. And these are all some really exciting like summer plans that are going on. Mine are much less exciting. I've got work basically.
We're in the same boat.
We're going to be work at a restaurant downtown in Gastown. And that's pretty much my life. But I really love it. I got a great team. And we have like a really good time. I really enjoy bartending and serving, actually. So that's fun. It's nice to enjoy your work. And the reason why I'm doing just work is because as of August, August 1st, I will be in Europe for the year. So I'm doing going to Szeged Music Festival it's going to Hungary for 2 weeks. To hang out at a youth hostel and party in Hungary.
That's amazing.
It's my favorite place in Europe. I love it. It's just really cultural and beautiful and cheap and cheerful and lovely. And it's cheap. It's so cheap. It's lovely. And beer is like, for a big bottle of beer. Sorry, again, inappropriate Wednesday afternoon conversations. Well, it's almost happy hour. So...
Is it?
Somewhat, yeah. 2 or 3 o'clock somewhere. And so there's big, you could buy like a big bottle of beer for like a euro. But it's not a euro, it's in Hungarian huffs. But you can do that and it's amazing. Like you'll just like keep piling them into your basket because you don't really care because they're a dollar. Like it's not really a big
deal. That's amazing.
So anyway, so that's why just Hungary is beautiful and so like lovely and so fantastic. And then there's Szeged, which is like a arts and culture music festival. There's everyone from like Jess Glynn to like Rihanna to like all these like crazy big names. And then a bunch of smaller names. There's going to be circuses and all these like interactive arts experiences and all this sort of cool stuff. So I'm really excited about that. So yeah, that's going to be my summer and hanging out with family in the UK and doing that sort of thing.
You really downplayed your summer.
You made it sound like you were going to have, like, a bad story to tell us, and you really didn't. You had, the best story
good
to tell
setup,
us.
Good setup, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to work. But by the way.
But by the also, way. I'm going to Hungary for this amazing music festival.
And then I'm moving to Ireland, yeah. Well, hopefully, if they accept my. But I'm a little late on my application right now. So anyways, let's move to more interesting topics than my paperwork. And so I'm going to want to play another song that reminds me, as we're closing up here, we still have a couple more minutes here in the Students' Special Hour, but I wanted to play this song that reminds me just straight up of the, you know, summer camp experience that I don't think I ever had, but I just imagine a group of friends sort of like going camping, at a lake, and this is sort of the moment in which everyone's like running to the lake with like, you know, those like blow up toys and stuff, and then they all jump in. That's exactly what the song reminds me of, and this like bright sunny day with like the hanging trees and moss and I don't know whatever cool stuff happens.
That sounds like
by
a
lakes.
Music video.
Yeah, I know.
I was visualizing that.
That's what I feel like. Yeah,
like running sequence. Yeah.
So hopefully you can experience the same thing when you listen to this song. It's Naked Kids by Group Love.
And you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca if you're listening on your computer. You've been listening to the Student Special Hour with your three lovely ladies here, our brand new hosts. We've taken over Lucy's spot as the only host, and now there's three of us hosting this, like, cool student collective. So you were listening to a song by Group Love, a song recommended by Lucy. So I think we're pretty much out of time.
We have
one more song left, a song by James Blake off of his brand new album. It's featuring Bon Iver as well, which is pretty cool. It was recommended to me by my friend Nikki, who's listening at home. He's probably embarrassed that I'm talking about him.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi,
hello.
Nikki.
Hola, Nikki.
So, I hope that you enjoyed the show, and hopefully you tune in next week, because we'll be back next week, Wednesday at 1 p.m., so tune in and listen to us.
Yeah, fantastic. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., we'll be here chatting with you, and if you have any suggestions or want us to talk about something or want us to promote something that you've got going on involving with students, you can email outreach@citr.ca, and we can talk to you or bring you on the show or whatever you want and make some of that happen. So here it is for the final song for the final song that we've got going on. This is James Blake and Bon Iver with I Need a Forest Fire. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Welcome to the Extra Environmentalist.
Your opposable thumb means nothing.
This is what we want to be. We don't want to be Americans or Germans or English. We want to be extra environmentalists. Always feel wherever you go that you are a stranger. The outsider, the one looking in. This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
On today's show, we're exploring pathways of our shared economic future. First, Satyajit Das discusses his latest book, The Age of Stagnation, Why Perpetual Growth is Unattainable, and the